W4DJW, KN4VWA. What's up, big guy?
Way to the pharmacy to pick up some prescription for Amy. She's got to go to the dentist in a little bit, so I'm not going to be able to go early today. If anything after her dentist appointment, I'll be able to go. She's going to come home from work in just a little bit, and I'm going to take her to the dentist.
The way this wind is looking, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to fly in it. I mean, I'll go out there and I'll take my planes, but man, right now it's running 8 to 12 at the house.
Pulled out of the driveway. The trees over here, limbs are leaning over pretty heavy. So it might not be a bad thing anyway. It might be that that cold front that came in is, that's the wind that carried it in. And until that calms down, it won't be any fun out there anyway.
I am really kind of hoping that around 4 to 6 o'clock, I'm going to be able to get out there and fly a little bit. I'm hoping, in other words, I'm hoping it's going to die down with the evening, settling.
Well, Amy, maybe after I get her back home from the dentist, then I can go over there if the wind settles down and it's not too late, because the sun stays up pretty late now, doesn't it? About 8 o'clock or something.
I think we can still fly until about 8. I'm thinking maybe 7:30, but, if we could head over there at about 5, something like that, I think that might work. I got to take antibiotic, too, before I go to the dentist, but that's because of my artificial knees.
Well, it might be, and it's two things. I think one of them is something that numbs or it makes her so that it doesn't stop her from feeling the pain, but it makes it so that she doesn't care if there's pain. She ignores the pain.
I need some of those.
She'll go to that dentist because he'll tell you in a heartbeat. He makes it so that you're not hurt. You're not afraid to go to that dentist because you don't hurt. He gets the job done. And you don't get addicted to anything or anything like that. It's over. You know, the medication wears off about the same time the pain goes away, and you don't have a craving to continue it. So he does it just right.
Together, I need to find out who this dentist is. Man, he sounds great. So as far as the flying today, I'm all set. My batteries are charged. Everything is ready to go. That wind is the only consideration, and I mean it's out there lively. But now, you know what? I'm down here at my office, or I'm in that area around my office on Batesville Road near the Michelin headquarters, and it seems to have calmed down a little bit. I guess it hadn't. I'm looking at some stuff on a sign, and it's blowing pretty stout. The trees are just not moving. But anyhow, like I said, I'll check in with you around 3 o'clock. How's that? And we'll see what it's doing. Maybe we can plan on 4 or 5, something like that.
We'll be there. I don't know how long it's going to take them. I mean, her appointment's at 2. And she'll be home at noon. And then shortly after that, we'll get ready to go. So I don't know that they'll be done by then. But, I mean, you can call me. If I'm not talking to them, then I'll answer.
Okay, no problem. Then I'll just wait until about 4 or 5 to give you a holler, okay?
That'd probably be better because I got to go home and load up. I would like to take that TBS Go Discover out and spread those autonomic points out over a larger distance and make it spiral up, you know, and do a slow motion spiral so that it's videoing the whole time. And then come back and process that video. That'd be kind of nice. That'd be about the only flight that I'd do if I went out this afternoon.
Well, hey, that's still getting out there and having fun, Mama. That sounds like a winner. And now you need help with that, don't you?
I don't like legal help because I won't have any goggles on or anything like that. I'll just launch it and set the transmitter down, and we'll just watch it do its thing. And it'll come back, land when it's done. That's relaxed flying there. You just punch in a bunch of points and punch a button, and you just watch it go do its thing. I love it.
You were going to monitor it and follow it under FPV. And under FPV, at a distance, don't you have to have a spotter?
Step in that process, and that is becoming really comfortable with automation, automatic flight. And then once it's doing that, I'll do the follow with the goggles with a different multirotor, and that will be the one I'm following. It will be very predictable. In other words, if it crashes, it'll all be me. It won't be because it did something that I wasn't capable of knowing about in advance. And that way I can tune the follow me without having Michael here from Germany to chase around. So I got two of them, one to be the subject and the other one to be the videographer.
Wow, sounds cool. Sounds cool. All right, well, listen, I got to jump out and run in here. I got to go do my thing in this doctor's appointment. I just pulled up, so I'll try to get a hold of you around 4 or 5. I'll text. So looking forward to it, boss. W4DJW, KN4VWA, I'm clear after your final.
All right, well, good luck at the doctor's office. I hope he doesn't hurt you. Anyway, talk to you later this afternoon. KN4VWA, W4DJW Mobile.
DJW, KO4NUE.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Good, fine, sir. And how about you? Y'all going to try to have an enjoyable day today, this afternoon?
Weather permitting, yeah. It's kind of cool out, too. It's still only 64 degrees and it's 10 o'clock out here. Boy, that's a change of weather there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Mother Nature's starting to give up this heat. It might be another couple of cycles of it before it's firewood season, and I'm really dreading that. But listen, I got a protocol question for you, if you've got just a minute.
I do, but if I don't come back to you while we're having a conversation, it's because it was my turn at the window over here at the pharmacy, and they're asking me questions, so I just turn the volume down. So if I go away, you'll just know what happened. I'll ping you when I get out. But go ahead.
Is a typical polite professional protocol when there's no one there to start the net?
Throw out your call sign, and you can say standing by for net. And if there is a net control there that's just busy doing something and they didn't realize that the time passed, right, the 9 o'clock time passed, then they'll come back to you. So give them the opportunity. Assume that they're heads down doing something and got distracted, and give them that first shot. And then if you don't hear anything coming back, then you can ask if there's a net control operator that I could pick it up, and if nobody comes back to you, then you can just say, I'm picking it up, right, and I'm in, here we go. Or if you're a net control operator, I mean, a regular, then you can just, you don't have to do that middle step. You can just say, okay, I'll pick it up. And then you can do like Daniel did the other night. He was late. He was about 10 minutes late, I guess. And I just went ahead and started it. And when he got there, I handed it off to him. And you can do it that way as well.
All right. Well, I just wanted to know what the professional thing to do was. So I'm usually always monitoring. So I'll just throw my call out there when it gets late. Usually you're there, so I'll just take direction from you if you're there. If not, then I'll just pick it up. That'd be all right?
Yeah, no problem whatsoever. And I'm not always there. Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I slip up, but I forget. I have been downstairs and somebody pinged me and said, is somebody getting the net? And I had to run up there really quick. So, yeah, feel free to do that. It's better if there's more than one of us that are monitoring it at net time. And, if you get to it before me, then go right ahead. I have no issues with that whatsoever.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to get fussed at or kicked off the repeater. But usually we're monitoring. If toward the end of the week there's a lack of, I'll just put my call out there and I'll leave it at that. But thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, just out of curiosity, I heard you talking about getting an antenna analyzer. Which one did you get?
So I got the AA230. It does all the bands for on the HF side. And Walt had a used one for 2 meter. So yesterday I built 5 antennas out of some spare copper pipe that I had. And matter of fact, I'm talking on 2 watts on my handy talkie out on the porch with this Slim Jim. And so I built 2 Slim Jims and 4 J poles with adjustment studs on the J poles.
That's a rig expert, that model number that you threw out there? Is that what that is?
Yes, sir, it is. And it's wonderful. Just wonderful. I haven't totally learned everything about it as of yet. And I cannot get it to connect to my computer. My computer's missing something. It pops up and says there's an issue. But I'll get that. I'll get it straightened out and figure out what's going on with it. But I love it. I mean, it's just really nice. And that all of the stuff that I've learned on Tuesday nights, it really puts it all together so I can see kind of what's going on.
JW.
Yeah. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, Patrick. How are you this morning, bud?
I'm doing good, enjoying this sunshine and cool morning.
Hi, Sydney.
Yes, it was. It was 46 at the house this morning when I left.
Truck this morning, and the glow plug cycled. And I thought, oh, wow, here we go.
Here today.
Son is going to pop the question to his girlfriend this Saturday. Up towards your way. He's going up toward Brevard and going to pop a question to her. And we all hope she says yes. But if she says yes, then we're going to have a surprise engagement party for her and him here at the farm. So my wife's got me out here cleaning up all this sawdust from the past 2 months of remodeling.
Well, I hope things go good, and congratulations on that, and just enjoy it.
Sad, I mean, that she's, you know, that was our firstborn. Not that he's more important than the others, it's just, you know, he's the first one out of the gate, and we're just, after 23 years of raising them, they left the house and don't ask of much. They're good kids. They're still alive. They're not messed up on dope. So, I mean, I don't know what else a parent could want, you know. So we're just, we're tickled to death.
He turns 22 here in a few weeks, and he's not married or anything like that, but he is living out on his own. So I'm with you. I'm just glad he's healthy and still has something to do with me. He and I went to Pigeon Forge and spent the weekend together the last weekend.
I get a lot of time with my boys, you know, when they get the smell of gasoline and perfume, things kind of change, but I know that'll come around. They just have to get over that little hump, but that's okay. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do.
I just wanted to say hello. I can't stay long. I'm in between shops, so didn't want to interrupt y'all's conversation. So y'all have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
I'm going to let you know before you get off, Patrick. I ordered me a keyboard the other day to go in the ham shack on my computer. And I like the clicky kind that makes a clicky sound when you click on it. So I was so excited when it got here and plugged the thing in. And when you start typing on it, the keys light up in a rainbow color. I cannot turn it off. I think I'm gonna have to get rid of it. I can't stand it.
I wouldn't like that at all.
The club came down and checked out my ham shack last week to make some suggestions. he sat down at the computer and he hit the keyboard and that joker lit up and started, orange, red, purple, yellow all the way across the keyboard. He just turned around and gave me one of those looks and I said, I can explain. And he said, oh, no, I'd rather you not. I'd rather you just leave it open for discussion.
Tom, I'd rather not know the story that goes behind some of this stuff.
Dave, have a good day. 7-3 to you, and enjoy the weather.
6-6, clear. Good day, Chad.
Patrick, W4DJW. So, Chad, is that Slim Jim, is that the antenna that is 300-ohm twin line with a notch cut out in it?
No, sir. It's a Slim Jim made out of half-inch copper pipe. And I made two Slim Jims and four J-poles out of copper pipe and put tuning studs on the end of the J-poles so I can adjust the SWR. And the Slim Jim, it is absolutely incredible as far as gain goes. I can hear distant stations on Simplex that I have not been able to listen to on my big Comet. So I just am tickled to death, to be honest with you. It's not that pretty, but it's basically a rectangle made out of a half-inch pipe with a gap in the center of it, and I'm just tickled to death.
Why that's working for you? Did you get a graph of it across the 2-meter band? Does it like dip down in one or two places, or is it pretty much flat? What's it look like?
A bit of a dip in it, but the quarter wave section, you adjust the length, and that, if you pull the pipe out, that comes up in frequency. If you go down, that goes down in frequency. So you just adjust the stub and hope that you don't run into the three-quarter wave section of it. And the gap in between the two is pretty critical. And it took me a little while to get the first one down pat and figure things out. But once you get it figured out, running stub on, and that makes things just so much easier. You just roughly get the gap the way you want it. And if you're off a little bit, you just bring the stud out and get it, exactly where you want. So this one I'm talking on now at 2.5 watts, it's the meter says it is just right on 1-to-1. And I'm tickled to death with it because I didn't know anything about antennas a month ago. And Larry and you and Gary and Walt have really, really got me up to speed, and I'm just really excited. I'm talking on a piece of plumbing pipe. Now, that's crazy.
That is really good. I'm glad to hear you're enjoying it that much. I was doing the same thing. I didn't come along near as fast as you did, but you're doing really good. Anyway, I was just curious about that. I won't keep you. They sent me around. I called ahead and told them about the order and hoped they would have it ready, but I got here and they didn't have it ready. So they sent me around. That's why I'm just hanging out here over at CBS waiting for them to fill my order. I got about another 5 minutes before I make another pass through there. But anyway, Chad, good to hear you got you an antenna tuner. You can you figure out all the different components and what has to happen to get that SWR where you want it. So you're radiating electrons rather than generating heat. Did that video, did you ever get a chance to watch how antennas work? That first video I sent you, that's pretty interesting.
see it. Actually, I watched it probably around 3 or 4 times. It takes me a little bit for all that to soak in. But things really came together for me when in that video he mentioned the Smith chart. And so I thought, well, what is he talking about? What is the Smith chart? So once I printed one of those off, and then the analyzer has a section where it has a Smith chart on it, and it will plot your impedance and everything else on the Smith chart. So when I can see where my impedance is on a piece of paper instead of just a group of numbers, that changed things for me because, okay, well, now I know where I am and I know where I need to be. And once you learn to use the Smith chart, you know, the upper half is inductance and the lower half is capacitance. And there's certain ways or tools you can use to move that. It was very odd, and everything just clicked. It just happened, and I just went, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that is very enlightening once you figure out where all the degrees of freedom are and what the tools are that you use to move those freedom points, and then you watch it as it moves. Then it becomes really simple. It's like turning your wheel on your car and your car turns. It goes around the corner, or pressing the brakes and the car stops. It's just that simple. But putting all that together, it takes a little while. Anyway, good deal, Chad. I won't keep you any longer, but glad to know you're enjoying it. K4NUE, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
Wonderful day, blessed day, and I appreciate you talking with me. And one last thing, I just want to let you know now. Don't forget about, I know you, Pickens is a long way to drive, but if you and Steve ever want to go up there to fly you copters or helicopters or airplanes or what, there's a lot of space to do that. Open field, and a lot of open fields around there on a kind of a hill sort of thing. So you could stand on the hill and see all the way to Pinnacle Mountain for miles and miles and miles. So just keep that in mind. I know y'all got a place you go and fly, but if you want something kind of secluded or whatnot, just let me know. And I mean, you can just go up there. You don't have to tell me. Just go. And just have at it.
Very intriguing. I was watching a video of a guy over in Sweden that was doing that in the Alps. And he just, when he launched his plane, he just dropped it. And it just fell and it picked up speed and it flew out like you're talking about over an enormous valley. And it was beautiful. I was thinking, if we only had something like that around here. But we'll have to take you up on that offer. That'll be really fun. Once we get our inventory built up and we get our skill level back to where it needs to be. Both of us have been away from it for like 15 or 20 years, and we're re-exploring it. And it certainly has changed a lot. So once I get more confident with what I'm doing, and you know, I get that feedback that tells me, yeah, you understand it and you're doing it right, then I'll take you up on that, Chad. So don't be surprised if I ping you one day and say, hey, remember when you said? It could be 6 months to a year from now. Anyway, appreciate it. K4NUE, W4DJW, clear.
But Dave, if you don't crash them, you won't need to build inventory. Just keep that in mind. K4NUE, have a wonderful day, sir, and I'm clear.
Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf.
W4DJW, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I just checked and get a radio check. I haven't been on this thing in about 2 years, but
hear a little bit of noise in there, but we do have like a temperature inversion going on, so propagation is impacted by that. But I can understand you. No issue whatsoever. I didn't check to see if you were full scale or not. I'll check next time and let you know.
Good. Yeah, it's been a long time. Hope you and your family are all doing well. And I'm going to sign off here because I'm getting ready to go into another business.
Okay, you are full scale and full quieting, so the radio's working good. Have a good day. W4DJW.
Thank you. Whiskey 3 Romeo Indigo.